Hype Network presents.
The views and opinions of the host and the guests do not reflect the views and opinions of the institutions they belong to.
Welcome sa isa na namang kwentuhan at palitan ng mga pananaw tungkol sa life and everything that goes with it. Dito sa Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice. Layunin ng show na ito na gawing bahagi ng pang-araw-araw na buhay ng karaniwang tao, ang gawain ng pagmumuni at pamimilosopiya. Kaya let's go mga peeps, it's Muni Muni time!
This episode is brought to you by Malufet Patisserie. Kung gusto niyo ng masarap na personalized cakes, pastries, and others, visit Malufet Patisserie in Quezon City. You can message them at facebook.com/malufetpatisserie. Details on the description below.
All right, magandang araw mga Philo peeps. It's been a while, I know. I've been missing in action for a couple of months. I've been busy checking papers, finals na ngayon. And sana naman ay matumbasan itong ating bagong panauhin ang inyong matagal na paghihintay dahil napaka-special no ng ating panauhin ngayong araw. She was actually an Ateneo student also, like me. I was also a teacher. I'm still a teacher, by the way. I still teach philosophy and happy, no? Grateful, and I feel privileged na makausap natin siya ngayon. Sana pina-follow niyo siya sa mga social media sites niya at sa kanyang mga projects. Miss Maxine Magalona. Hi, Maxine.
Hi, sir. Sir Ice, thank you so much for having me. One big fight.
Yan. Mga tenista, sama yeah. Mula sa actual hanggang sa virtual, tayo-tayo pa rin mag-uusap.
Tama.
So, Maxine, I've been following your social media posts on Instagram. And one of the reasons why I thought of guesting you dito sa ating Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice. Nakaka-inspire kasi yung mga nababasa ko sa'yo ng mga posts. Sabi ko parang bihira akong makabasa ng mga posts na thought-provoking. No? Yung content ay mapapamuni ka dun sa mga sinasabi nung post. Minsan mahahaba yung mga post mo. Binabasa ko talaga sa'yo. Parang namimilosopiya itong taong to ah. parang magandang kausap ko ah.
Wow! Oh, I'm honored, sir. Thank you.
So, yun. You talk about a lot of things about, you know, relationships, even trauma, no? Love, family, all of these things. So, siguro yung mga followers po din nagtataka, what brought about this period or stage in your life na naging sobra kang reflective, no? Ang dami mong insights tungkol sa iba't ibang mga bagay.
Ah, thank you, sir, for asking me. Kasi it all started when I began my healing journey. So ako rin hindi ko inakala na magiging ganito ako ka-reflective, introspective, or that I would actually, you know, learn these things na biglang sinishare ko ngayon sa social media ko. Tama yung sinabi niyo, yung mapapamuni ka sa mga sinasabi ko. Kasi muni-muni is the Tagalog translation of meditation. Hindi po ba, sir? So, meditation, and this is the practice that I discovered and I learned to love para sa sarili ko kasi ang dami ko talagang struggles noon, sir. Kaya ako nagkaroon ng parang, anong tawag doon? Awakening. Parang bigla akong nagising sa katotohanan na ang buhay ay simple lamang, pero pinapakumplika natin. Yun yung na-realize ko. So, dahil marami akong struggles na nadaanan, lahat ng mga problema ko, lahat ng mga issues ko, na usually, sir, bilang artista, mas mahirap kasi kailangan naming itago, hindi namin pwedeng ipakita. So, mas naramdaman ko yung hirap kasi parang I was handling everything on my own until I started talking to my psychiatrist my therapist, who I have been seeing now for almost 3 to 4 years, I think. And ang masasabi ko talaga is, ang mga paghirap, ang mga pagsubok at ang mga paghihirap na pinagdadaanan natin sa buhay, yan talaga ang magiging rason para talagang mahanap mo ang mga sagot na hinahanap mo sa mga tanong na tinatanong mo sa buhay. Kumbaga, that is what brought me here. Yung mga struggles ko, hardship, trauma na pinagdaanan ko, yun talaga ang naging dahilan kung bakit ako, instead of looking for solutions in the outside world, kasi dati, ano sir, kapag may problema, diretso ako sa pag-inom ng alcohol. And minsan talagang naging sa kultura natin, sanay na tayo na ganyan, di ba? Na kapag may problema, dinadaan natin sa inom. Nung nangyari na ang dami ko ng pinagdaanan, and I said, wala naman akong maidudulot sa pag-inom, na pagdaanan ko na yan. I think it's time na instead na maghanap ako sa labas ng mga sagot, I think it's time na dapat tanungin ko yung sarili ko. Umupo ako at tanungin ko ang sarili ko, saan ba to lahat ng gagaling? At doon nagsimula lahat yun, kung bakit ako naging introspective, kung bakit ako nag-reflect. With the help also of my psychiatrist, of course. She helped me kasi sinabi ko sa kanya, Doc, ayoko po sana mag-take ng medications para sa aking mental health condition. Meron po ba kayong ma-advise na natural way of healing? At siya ang nagsabi sa akin ng ituloy ko lang daw ang aking pag-meditate at ang pag-practice ng yoga at of course ang pagdasal. Kasi we all have natural ways to heal. Kailangan lang natin mag-connect sa sarili natin on a deeper level.
Wow. Kanina, Maxim, nung pinapaliwanag mo yung itong journey mo na ito, you spoke of your struggles, di ba? Yung mga pinagdaanan. At marami sa ating mga nakikinig at nanonood, I'm sure ay meron ding mga pinagdaanan, pinagdadaanan pa, mga balakid sa buhay. And would you care to, I don't know, expound a bit alin kung ano yung pinag-uusapan mong trauma or hirap or I don't know, these difficulties in life that brought you to this place? Was it relationship, love, family, personal mental health issue? Ano yung trauma na yun?
Okay. So yung psychiatrist ko, after mga ilang buwan na palagi kaming nagkikita, mga regular therapy sessions, na-figure out niya na meron akong mental health condition na tinatawag na complex post-traumatic stress disorder or CPTSD, which is actually a more complex form of post-traumatic stress disorder. Ang PTSD kasi, ito ang nararanasan ng mga ating mga war veterans. Pag nagpupunta sila sa war at nakaka-experience sila ng mga explosion, pagbalik nila sa real world, dala nila yung trauma na yon. And usually, ang PTSD, it happens once. Pwedeng nanakawan ka, pwedeng na sama ka sa isang car accident. These are mga one-time, big-time problems, PTSD. Yeah. Ang akin, it's called complex PTSD, which is layers and years of different kinds of prolonged trauma that usually happens in interpersonal relationships. So what I would say, and of course, I really don't need to go into any more details, but what really happened to me was, as a child, and I think a lot of children go through their own forms of trauma, na hindi naman natin sinasadya, di ba? Hindi talaga na, at walang may kasalanan nito. Natural lang talaga na may mga experiences tayo sa buhay na traumatic. Ang problema, hindi natin to alam kasi hindi talaga tinuturo sa atin ang trauma habang nasa school tayo, di ba? Hindi ito common topic na na-discuss unless you take a course for it talaga. But basically, no one taught us what trauma is and the difference between a traumatic problem and a regular daily problem. Alam mo yun, akala mo, hindi mo na alam kung ano yung difference. So yung akin, I would say that I experienced trauma since I was a child. And then, dahil hindi ko yun na-release, nadala ko yun hanggang sa aking pagtanda. At yun ang usually na nangyayari. May mga nararanasan tayo bilang bata na hindi natin gusto, At dahil hindi natin alam paano i-process yon or paano i-handle, dala-dala lang natin yung pain hanggang pagtanda. At ang nangyari sa akin, it reached the point na I was experiencing episodes of rage. I would go into outbursts and explode. And sir, nakakahiya, pero it was like I was having adult tantrums. And it's because yung mga pain na dala ko since pagkabata ko, hindi ko pa siya na-address. Yeah. Kaya nitong tumanda na ako at naging adult na ako, finally the pain is manifesting. It is showing up. It is, hindi mo kasi maano ang pain eh. Hindi siya pwedeng i-deny. At hindi mo siya pwedeng basta i-push away. Mm-hmm. You have to face it and you have to feel it. But of course, it's a scary thing to feel our own pain. Kaya ang nangyari sa akin, lahat ng trauma na pinagdaanan ko hanggang sa pagtanda, iba-iba yung trauma na pinagdaanan ko, sir eh. Siyempre, nung pagkabata ako, yung mga nakita ko, na-witness ko, or yung mga na-experience ko around me, we're a big household. Eight kids kami. Mm-hmm. So it can get very chaotic. And that can already be a form of trauma for the kid kapag chaotic sa bahay. And alam mo yun, I had a fun childhood rin naman growing up. It's just that marami lang talaga tayong na-experience na hindi naman natin ninanais. Pero wala na, nandyan na, na-experience natin. Kunyari, yung mga kapatid mo nag-aaway sa harap mo, yung magulang mo nag-aaway sa harap mo. These are normal things that happen at home, but eventually they turn into traumatic experiences that we take with us hanggang sa pagtanda. At yun yung nakaka-affect sa ating adulthood. At yung iba pang trauma na pinagdaanan ko, sir, the loss of my dad. Losing a loved one is a form of trauma that changes you forever. Mm-hmm. And then, na-snatchan din ako ng bag sa katipunan, sir. Habang papuntang Ateneo, na-snatchan ako ng bag. And being robbed is a form of trauma also. So anything, any kind of negative energy that stays with you at hindi mo siya na-release, hindi mo unconsciously madadala natin to hanggang sa ating pagtanda. And that is the reason why we have mga episodes of mga negative energy na hindi natin ma-explain. Saan ba ito nang gagaling? Yun pala, it stems from the pain and the trauma that we experienced as children and we took with us until adulthood.
Kailangan mo ba ng music events photographer or videographer? Message FC Photography. Go to facebook.com/FC Photography and use the promo code KP to get discounts on your next event. Details are in the description below. JJ DIY Party Needs Rentals will help you celebrate your event or party to be the best event ever. Get discounts on your next event. Go to pipenetwork.co/JJDIY and use the promo code KP. Details are in the description below.
True. Kasi lalo na tayong mga Pilipino, we're really non-confrontational by nature, no? So we, unconsciously, I guess, and dala na rin nung common practice among our peers, we repress our feelings, di ba? We have certain social hierarchies that we follow na you don't talk back to certain people, di ba? Pagbata ka, you know, you should know your place, keep quiet, just follow whatever the adult is saying. So yun nga, ako nakikita ko yung punto ng sinasabi mo na bilang bata, dyan talaga naiipon lahat ng trauma mo. Kasi parang you're in this in-between place, especially yung siguro yung developmental stage mo, mga 8, 9 years old na. You are ready to speak your mind, you have your own ideas, and yet you're in this dynamic of an interpersonal relationship na ang daming prohibitions. Hindi ba? Na, oy, bawal yan. Oy, babae ka, bakit ka ganyan? Yung kapatid mo, pwede, kasi lalaki yan. Ikaw, babae ka. So, ikaw, di ba? Magkaka-identity crisis ka talaga. Di ba? Inisip mo na...
It becomes confusing for the child.
Yes. Nalilito ka kasi, teka, yung utak ko may sinasabi na sarili kong idea, pero bakit itong ginagalawan kong mundo, parang hindi siya welcome. Di ba? Sa sarilinin mo. Sa sarilinin mo. Di ba? And yung ibang outlet nila siguro, nagda-diary sila. Di ba? Or sinasabi nila sa best friend nila. Yung iba gumagawa ng imaginary friend.
Diba? Yes, totoo yan, totoo.
Diba? O diba, nanonood ng mga, meron silang magiging favorite character sa TV that they can relate with. Tapos, pag nagkakaroon ng outburst yon, parang vicariously, ikaw rin, parang, yo, tama yon, yun, nagalit pa talaga. Diba? So, ako, personally, I've had my share of, you know, traumatic experiences in my life. No? And I think my followers know this. I too have had years of therapy myself. Pero ngayon, you know, I managed to kumbaga hindi naman get over my psychological problems, my mental, you know, problems, pero alam ko na kung paano laruin. Hindi ba? Naiintindihan ko. Kilala ko na siya eh. Diba?
So, yes.
Pag, yes. Kasi hindi ka pa nagpapaterapy, dahil hindi mo kilala at hindi mo alam kung ano yung nangyayari sa'yo, ang una mo talagang impulse ay takot o galit. Nagagalit ka pa nga sa sarili mo eh. Bakit mo ito nararamdaman? Bakit yung iba hindi naman? Bakit sa akin nangyayari ito? No? So, thanks to my therapist. Diba? Pero nag-ano rin ako, nag-medication ako, no? Kasi ang tindi ng anxiety disorder ko. You know, when I was teaching, have severe panic attacks in the middle of lectures.
Oh my goodness.
So, yes.
This is why I don't have anything against medications. I don't have. Like, I know some people, they really need it. But what I would hope is eventually you learn to wean off of it and then deal with it the natural way.
Yes. Kasi ako, wala na. Now, it's been, what? I think 3 years na ako hindi nagme-medication. Pero ang hirap noon, yung kalagitnaan ka ng trabaho mo. Kasi trabaho mo yun, kailangan mong gawin, di ba? Tapos meron kang, may nangyayari sa'yo na alam mong hindi maiintindihan ng mga nasa harap mo. Dahil, alam mo yun, sa'yo yung nangyayari, di ba? Tsaka mayroong hita, di ba? May machismo culture na, oy, lalaki ka, bakit ka biglang ninenervous ng walang dahilan? So, I would have different, ang tawag dito? Parang mag-a-adapt ka ng strategy, di ba? Anong gagawin mo, di ba? Minsan, magbabasa ako ng panyo, ng malamig na tubig. Wow. Lagi ako may tumbler, eh. Di ba?
Wow,
and step outside the room for a bit, tapos magaganyan ako ng mukha. Tapos magbe-breathing exercise. Tapos lagi ko sinasabi, hindi ka mamamatay, hindi ka mamamatay. Kasi gano'n, ang pakiramdam ng
panic attack.
Di ba, ang pakiramdam ng panic attack, para kang mamamatay kasi para kang naha-heart attack.
Oh no.
So I, you know, siyempre, after talking to my therapist, ganyan, pareho tayo, no? Yun naman ang ginagawa niya eh. You're trying to look for the root of this. Diba? Bakit kami ganyan? No, may nangyari ba sa'yo nung bata ka na hindi mo hinaharap, no? Eventually, diba, you learn to, I think that the term is you come to terms with it. Diba? Because you cannot wish it away. It happened.
Yes.
Part of who you are. Diba? Tanggapin mo, pero sabi mo nga, di ba, it should not define you. It should not be, di ba? Di siya parang, ito na ako. Ako yung traumatized person. At mahirap pa minsan, Maxine, di ba? Kasi din na, when you're in a social situation, yung alam mong meron kang ganito, tapos iniisip mo, kailangan mag-adjust ng mga tao sa paligid mo. Dito sa...
Na parang, sa nararamdaman mo.
At the same time, nahihiya ka rin. Bakit ko sila pag-a-adjustin? So, ang gulo-gulo ng utak mo, kaya ako, halimbawa, there was a period in my life, ang daming imbitasyon. Oy, party. Oy, inuman. Oy, ganyan. And I would make up stories.
Lang you won't have to go.
Because I was scared of having a panic attack in public.
Oh, no. Oh, social anxiety.
Yes, oo. Ang tindi. Kasi yung tawag sa, yung sa'yo, di ba, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
Yung sa akin naman, GAD.
General anxiety disorder.
doctor.
Oh.
Yeah. I would take, ano, hindi ko nasasabihin yung gamot, no? Pero mga tinake ako ng mga gamot na ganyan. At magpapasalamat din ako doon dahil kung hindi, baka hindi ako tumagal sa pagtuturo. Diba? Kasi parang kahit pa paano, meron kang ano, may security blanket ka na. You know, you have it in your pocket. No? If anything happens, no, you have this pill. Diba? May ganun.
But that's the thing, you don't precisely want to be dependent.
Yes. Mm. Eventually, tama ka doon, kailangan you learn to live without that and trust yourself. Yun talaga eh. Yes. Tiwala sa sarili, di ba? Kung wala ka kasing pala sa sarili mo na kaya mong panghawakan yung sitwasyon, yung sarili mo, yung pinagdadaanan mo, and you rely on, as you said kanina, something external. Na, paano pag wala na yun? Di ba? Paano pag wala na yun? Anong gagawin mo? No? So, ang ganda nung sinabi mo kanina na yung looking inward, di ba? Kasi sa huli, ikaw yan eh. Di ba? Ikaw yan eh. Hindi ka maiintindihan ng todo ng ibang tao. Ikaw lang talaga yung nakakalam. Ba't mo yan nararamdaman? And once you begin this ano internal dialogue, di ba? Na kausapin mo yung sarili mo, anong nangyayari sa'yo. Maybe when you meditate, di ba? Or nag-yoga ka.
That's it.
Kakaibiganin mo yung sarili mo.
Totoo. And it begins with... Hindi mo na siya kaway. It begins with forgiving yourself eh. You have to first forgive yourself. Na-realize ko, sir, nung ako may mga problema at yung galit ko, I realized kaya ako galit na galit. And I would lash out. I would throw that angry energy towards the people around me. It's because galit ako sa sarili ko. Yun yung na-realize ko. And that's why turning inward and making this choice to finally connect to yourself, not to your name, not to your gender, not to your race or anything that you think defines you. Connect to your heart, connect to your soul underneath all the labels and finally find out ano ba talaga ang nangyayari underneath. And tama kayo sir na no one will know this but you. Ikaw lang ang makakaalam kung ano ang nararamdaman at ikaw lang din naman ang may alam kung ano yung mga pinagdaanan mo. So, yun yung nangyari na I had to make that decision to finally befriend myself. Kasi for the longest time, I was running away from myself. Galit ako sa sarili ko for all my past mistakes. And alam mo yun, ang liit ng tingin ko sa sarili ko dati, sir. Ganun yung relationship ko with myself. So, on the outside, we can look okay. Diba? Kaya nating magmukhang presentable. Pero eventually, hindi mo na maitatago yung kailangan ng ma-release at yung kailangan ng lumabas. Kasi energy yan eh. Emotions are energy in motion. And the reason why they get stuck and repressed is because, tama rin kayo sir, pag malapit ka ng umiyak habang ng mga bata tayo, I'm sure marami tayong naka-experience nito, paiyak ka na, stop crying. Biglang sasabihan ka ng magulang mo na huwag kang umiyak. Ngayon, yung emotion na yon masastuck yun. But I want to take this opportunity to say that I love my parents and I am grateful for the way that they raised me. And I also understand that my parents, our parents, they were also just figuring things out along the way. So I do not blame them. I do not blame anyone actually. I completely understand, lalo na nitong nagsimula ako sa pag-meditate at sa pag-connect sa sarili ko, na-realize ko na ang buhay ko ay buhay ko. Ako ang may responsibilidad para sa buhay ko. At kung ano man ang pinagdaanan ko noon, kung ano man ang nangyari sa akin at sa ibang tao, wala silang kasalanan, hindi ko sila dapat sisihin. Dahil ang buhay ko ay koleksyon ng aking mga choices, ng aking mga... And it is my responsibility. And I think that is when healing truly starts. When you can finally take responsibility, take accountability, and stop blaming. Stop looking outside, start looking in here, and find out what you can do for yourself. That's why ako sobrang big advocate of self-love, self-care, self-work. Self-work equals self-worth. Yeah. Kasi dati maliit talaga tingin ko sa sarili ko, wala akong respeto sa sarili ko. And then when I started forgiving myself, showing myself kindness and compassion, that's when I started realizing who I really am and how powerful, how strong I really am. So it, you really have to just look within. So I'm grateful na kayo, sir. Yun yung ini-encourage din niyo sa mga students ninyo, ang mag-reflect at mag-introspect.
Oo, yan talagang gawin. Alam mo, kanina nung magsasalita ka, naalala ko yung isa sa mga paborito kong pilosopo. Ewan ko kung naituro ito sa inyong koleyo. Pangalan niya si Jean-Paul Sartre.
Isang French, yes, I've heard of, ano sinabi niya?
French existentialist philosopher. Kasi you were talking about how the self, yourself, is really just the summation of all your decisions. Kumbaga, ang sinasabi ni Sartre kasi, wala kang predefined essence. Wala kang self na binigay sa'yo na ganyan ka. No? And then you have to play that role. Diba? Ang sarili para kay Sartre, at the beginning, is nothing. Simula, wala yan. Paano siya nagkakaroon ng kahulugan? Parang siya nagkakaroon ng identidad? Tama ka rin, sinabi mo. Through the choices that this self makes in the course of her life. So, dun sa isa niyang sinulat na existentialism is a humanism, sinabi niya na human life is really, at the end of the day, the sum of all your choices. Yun lang talaga. Wala siyang grand meaning. Wala siyang parang kahulugan labas doon. Ano man ang tingin sa iyo ng ibang tao, ano man ang dikta sa iyo ng lipunan na ito ka, no? At the end of the day, those things don't matter. It's how you respond, it's how you make decisions on the basis of these different stimuli around you that really defines you, no? Yun ang suma total, yung sinasabi ko sa mga estudyante ko. Sino ka ba? Ikaw ay ang suma total ng lahat ng ginawa mo sa buhay. Diba?
Totoo.
Yun lang yun. Walang ibang ibig
exactly
sabihin ng buhay mo.
And saan pumapasok ang problema? Dun sa part na hindi natin matanggap yung mga choices na ginawa natin nung mas nakakabata pa tayo. And that is what's holding us back now in the present moment. So, once you accept and finally understand na yung buhay mo is a sum of all of your choices, now, ang daming beses nangyari sa akin to, sir, when I meditate and I look back on my past choices, talagang cringe.
Talagang
sometimes
ganun.
I cringe. Sometimes I get yung feeling na parang, huh, bakit I shudder? Bakit ko ginawa yon? And I feel shame. I feel guilty. But at the same time, I offer myself compassion na wala naman akong alam pa nun. Bata pa ako. At I was just doing what I was just doing my best with what I knew at that time.
Yeah.
And yan ang tinatawag natin sa psychology or sa mental health na you were living on survival mode. You did the best that you could. So whatever choices that I made in the past, I made peace with that. Because yes, I accept na wala namang tumutok ng baril sa ulo ko para gawin yun talaga eh. Ginawa ko talaga yun. Pero I was still very young, immature, and unconscious. So I accept now that I'm here, the only reason why I was able to move forward in my healing journey is when I started accepting na oo nga, ako talaga gumawa nun. And when I stopped blaming, na hindi ko dapat tignan na kaya ako ganito kasi ginanon ako nung taong yun. Pero still, your reaction is your control. It's in your control eh. You cannot control others. You can only control the way you respond to them. So for me, instead of blaming them, I actually pray and thank them. I pray for them and I thank them. Because even if they hurt me, I learned a lot from that. I learned so much. I grew because of that. So whether good or bad, I am grateful for all the experiences that I made, for all the experiences I went through, for all the choices that I made, no matter how cringe worthy they are.
Yun,
so it's just all about acceptance. Totoo.
Naalala ko ulit si Sartre. Alam mo yung pwede kang maging existentialist philosopher din sa mga sinasabi mo. Unconsciously, ina-vibe mo si Sartre. Meron siyang binigay na halimbawa doon. Of course, he's known to be the philosopher of absolute freedom. Ayan, maraming paksa sa kanyang mga sinulat tungkol sa kalayaan ng tao. No?
Wow.
Yung isa niyang example na stuck with me, no? Sabi niya, kung ikaw ay isang sugarol gambler, no? And you know, you've been a gambler all your life. And suddenly, as you are walking home, you pass by your usual gambling place, you know, and the friend calls, oh, tara, pasok, tara, majong, di ba? Tong eats, o ano man, di ba? Sabi ni Sartre, nothing in your past dictates that you should go to that gambling. Kasi yung ibang tao sasabihin, eh, gambler ako eh. Parang pinaniniwala nila yung sarili nila na yung nakaraan nila ang kailangang magdikta nung next na gagawin nila. Eh kasi ganun ako eh. So ano, parang predictable ka na sa sarili mo. No? Ang trato mo sa sarili mo noon, sabi ni Sartre, para ka bagay. Di ba? Bagay. Ang lamesa, halimbawa, ano pa pwedeng mangyari sa lamesa kundi maging lamesa? Yung ka na.
Mm.
Oo. Sasakyan. Di ba? Pagka Toyota ka na, Toyota ka na. Wala ka na magagawa.
Oo.
Pero sabi ni Sartre, alam mo, hindi ka naman bagay eh. No? Tao ka. Meron kang kamalayan at meron kang kalayaan. No? So, wow. Even if you are confronted with that situation, all you, sabi niya, ang meron ka lang doon ay panibagong desisyon na kailangang gawin. That's ultimately what you have. You are confronted with a new decision. Kasi iba, isip it, it's an old decision. Kasi ang lagi ko namang sagot sa mga nag-aaya sa akin, ay, tara, tara. Diba? Tara, team. Bakit wala na akong
kasi
tara?
Nakasanayan.
Oo, yan. So, kumbaga, pinaniwala mo na yung sarili mo na ito ka, itong mold na ito, ito ka. At siguro, dahil komportable ka na rin doon, kahit napalpak-palpak yung nangyari sa buhay mo, sabi nga nila, di ba, better the devil that you know than the devil that you don't know. Di ba? So, mas okay na yung, di ba, kung may mangyari man sa aking masama doon, eh, nangyari na rin naman sa aking dati yun eh. Alam ko na kung paano, how to deal with that. So actually, ibang tao, natatakot silang gumawa ng panibagong landas sa buhay nila. Kasi natuto na nilang mahalin yung luma nilang sarili. Dahil comfortable.
At yan ang tinatawag, yan ang comfort zone.
Yes, exactly. No? Ayaw na nilang umalis dun sa comfort zone nila kahit na ang dami-daming ibang mga posibilidad. No? Hindi nila alam na every time they choose to, you know, stay with that path, sa economics may tinatawag na opportunity cost. Di ba? Ano yung opportunity cost? Kunyari, sa economics, pag nag-invest ako sa kumpanyang ito at ilagay ko pera ko dyan, yung chance na kumita yung pera ko kung sa iba ko yun in-invest, yun yung opportunity cost. Yung pwede ko sanang kitain kung iba yung pinili ko. Yun ang tinatawag na opportunity cost. So yun, ako, napaka makapangyarihang konsepto para sa akin nun, yung opportunity cost. Tuwing may gagawin ka at pipiliin, no, sasabihin mo, sige, dito ako magko-commit. O sige, ito gagawin ko. Bago mo ibigay yung sarili mo dun, isipin mo, ano ang mawawala sa akin kung ito pipiliin ko? Kasi laging meron. Laging may makukompromiso. Kasi, halimbawa, pinili mong mag-asawa. Pag pinili mong mag-asawa, pinili mong hindi maging single. At iba sana ang magiging buhay mo kung ikaw ay naging single. So ikaw iisipin mo yon. Kung pinili mong mag-Ateneo, hindi mo piniling maging kasalista, hindi mo piniling maging Tupi Maroon. And you could turn out a totally different person if you had made a different decision. So yun eh, parang may foresight ka lagi dapat na iniisip na kung meron akong pipiliin, kasabay nun, marami akong hindi pinipili. And am I willing to live with myself knowing na dito ako nagtaya, no? At hindi ko isisihin yung sarili ko na eh, ang tanga mo kasi, dapat doon ka nalang tumaya. So dapat doon ka nalang. Hindi. Binigay mo na yung sarili mo. Panindigan mo, no? At kung pumalpak, anong sabi ni Sartre?
okay lang.
You have a new choice to make. Diba? Mm. You can make a different choice afterwards. Pero yung mga hindi mo na napili in the past, you have to let that go. Tapos na yun. Mm. New set of choices na naman. New set of choices na naman. Mm. Kasi yung mga tao iba, that's iniisip, naku, sayang, dapat ganyan. Dapat ganun.
That's a waste of energy for me. Exactly. Waste of energy.
Wala ka na.
Kasi for me, life is about trial and error, di ba? Mm. And actually, for me, dapat huwag kang matakot. Kaya very dangerous na ma-stuck sa comfort zone. Kasi natatakot kang magkamali. Natatakot kang mag-take ng risk. Because of all of our fears. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of being judged by others. So, yes. Ang kailangan mo lang talaga gawin, lalo na kung gusto mong maging matatag at malakas sa mundong to, dapat sundin mo talaga kung ano yung gusto mo gawin sa puso mo. At kung sakali man hindi maganda yung resulta, okay lang. Kasi hindi mo naman malalaman yun kung hindi mo subukan. Yes. For me, the worst thing is to stay stuck in your comfort zone and to stay stuck in the past. Just because, lalo na yung mga hindi sila maka-let go ng heyday nila, yung maganda yung past. Diba may ganun din eh. Na sobrang ganda ng past nila and then hindi na sila maka-evolve kasi stuck na sila doon. Hindi nila ma-take na, you know, there are things that you can do to reinvent yourself, to change yourself, to evolve. Basically, yun, maganda yung sinasabi ng philosopher na there is always a new choice to make. There is always a new decision that you can go with. And you don't have to be afraid. Yun talaga eh. When you're making choices, don't make it out of fear. Never ever make a choice based on fear. Always base it on faith. Faith that God put that desire in your heart in the first place because there's a purpose for that. Now, pag may na-feel kang gusto mo gawin, tapos biglang may fear, papasok yung fear, normal yun. Kasi fear is also a healthy emotion to push us towards our dreams. If we think about it that way, di ba? Pero pag nagpa-consume tayo by our fears, edi tayo lang din talaga yung kawawa. So please, don't be afraid of your past and don't let your past define you. Know that every day is a new day and you can actually be a new person, a better person every day. That you don't have to be held back by your past.
This is Mike and Ham from Please Pause. Meron kaming munting podcast where we talk about all things TV and film. And despite that, surprisingly, we are still married.
Control freak ka kasi sa podcast na to.
30 seconds lang po ang meron tayo. Pakibilisan.
From blockbusters to classics, superheroes to love teams, hit series to teleseries, join us as we have meaningful and meaningless conversations on the stuff we watched. Someday, mababago ka rin ang tagline na yan.
Check out Please Pause on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
See you there!
Yeah, may mga tao, tama ka, yeah, since we're talking about fear, may mga tao na sobrang negatibo ang tingin nila sa fear. No? Na parang, get rid of the fear in yourself. Diba? Na parang, you have to be bold, have to be daring, etc. For me, as you said, it's a healthy emotion because kung nakakaramdam ka ng takot, ibig sabihin, meron kang pinahahalagahan.
Exactly.
Di ba? Meron, iniisip mo, meron pang pwedeng mawala na mahalaga. Kasi kung wala ka na talagang pakialam sa buhay mo, wala ka na talagang mararamdaman. Natakot exactly. O pangamba dahil iisip mo, nothing to lose. Di ba? Wala na namang halaga tong buhay ko. Kapag nakakaramdam tayo ng, of course, there's a difference between, you know, yung an unhealthy amount of fear na talagang kunyari yung anxiety ko. You have to talk to a therapist, no?
Yeah.
Pero yung fear na is still within the bounds of reason, di ba? Still within the of rationality. I kagaya nung yung sinasabi natin tungkol sa pakikipagkaibigan sa sarili. Kakaibiganin mo rin yung fear eh.
Yes.
Kakausapin mo rin siya eh. Diba, kausapin mo, bakit ka ba natatakot?
Oo, ano saan nanggagaling?
Takot. Saan nanggagaling ba yan? No? And then you try to reason with it. No? And once, diba, you come to terms with the fact na, okay, nakakatakot to, pero at the end of the day, I have to go through with it because there is a much higher value at stake. Diba? ganun eh. Doon lang tayo magmamature bilang mga tao. Kung kaya na nating mag-move from a lower value, let's say, lower value would be our base desires, the fulfillment of our carnal desires, our nutritive needs. And let's say, nakita mo, no, there's a higher value than our appetites, which is perhaps spiritual growth.
Diba? Yes, yes.
And natatakot ka na, ako baka hindi ko makuha yung fulfillment na hinahanap ko pag nandyan ako sa higher plane of existence. Kasi 40 years na akong sanay sa kasiyahang karnal, kasiyahang, you know, mababaw. So, di ba, bakit ako magle-level up kung masaya na naman ako dito? So, natatakot ka. Di ba, yun, baka matalo ka. Di ba, dito sa gamble mo na ito. Pero yun nga, kapag kinausap mo na yung takot mo at sinabi mo sa kanya, alam mo pare.
Totoo!
Alam mo pare, 100 times more valuable, di ba? Itong posibilidad na ito kumpara dito sa kinasanayan mo eh. Wala kang talo dito. Di ba? Ang naghihintay sa'yo dyan, paglago, pagyabong. Ayaw, bakit ba ayaw mo kasing tumubo? Bakit ba masaya ka na dyan? Di ba? Kasi yun, pag nakontento ka, yung comfort zone na yan, you know, and I know a lot about it because, you know, when you have GAD, that's all you want. That's all you, di ba? You just want to stay in your room, watch 24 or Prison Break, and eat. Di ba? You know, masaya eh. Kasi walang stress, di ba? Walang masamang pwedeng mangyari sa'yo. Kaya nga, pag inisip mo, walang pagtubo doon eh. Merong pag-iral. Merong pag-iral. Pero walang pagtubo. Diba? Umiiral ka lang, anong pinagkaiba mo sa damo? Diba? Anong pinagkaiba mo sa puno? Diba?
It's, you're living, you're breathing, but are you truly alive? Diba?
Yes.
Kasi pwedeng you're just here existing, but you're not truly living. And fears hold us back. And ako, I would like to share that in my personal journey, talagang I fixed my relationship with fear. Tama kayo eh. Dapat mo siyang kaibiganin, umupo ka, kausapin mo siya. And at the end of the day, pakita mo sa fear na ikaw pa rin talaga yung in charge. Yung puso mo pa rin yung masusunod kasi yun yung magdadala sa'yo ng kasiyahan. At masasabi ko, talagang it works every time. I feel the fear, I sit with it, I meditate, I breathe, and then I say, nope, I'm still gonna do what I want to do. And always, it works for the best. Always. Kumbaga, yung fear ko, biglang, hindi pala siya ganun kasama. If you think about it. It's a win-win. Kasi you overcome your fear. When you overcome your fear, mas lumalakas ang loob mo, mas nagiging courageous ka. And then win-win kasi, lumakas ka na nga, nagawa mo pa yung gusto mo. Lose-lose kapag nag-give in ka to fear kasi, hindi mo na nga nagawa yung gusto mo, plus, lalo ka lang natakot. So, I don't want that energy. Dito ako sa win-win palagi eh. So, when I meditate, palaging ganun yung iniisip ko. Ano ba yung pinaka-win-win? And for me, ang pinaka-win is when I grow and when I am actually doing something that is of service or value to my community. So, parang it's always a win-win for me. Palaging ganun ako mag-isip. So, please don't give in to your fears. And understand that your fear is there because something is meaningful to you. Something means so much to you, kaya ka natatakot. But you just have to overcome your fear. Sinabi ng isang book na nabasa ko, The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav. Sinabi niya, the soul knows no fear. The soul talaga knows no fear. And we have to just tap into our spiritual strength. Whenever we are getting scared, i-lift natin kay God and we know that God will bring us through it. Always.
Yeah. Siguro, Maxine, you know, itong pag-uusap natin, sobrang ano na, pamaga, pag inedito ng mga producer, ang daming edits, ang daming reels na pwedeng gawin, ang daming highlights.
Wow. Kasi
parang, ang daming laman eh, di ba? Siguro, as a way of bringing us to a close, di ba? Maybe three things, no? So, yeah, simple lang, no? Tatlong bagay na sa palagay mo ay magandang gawing gabay ng mga tao, mayroong matinding pinagdadaanan sa buhay, no? Na you know, pinaka nakakatakot sa lahat yung pakiramdam na mag-isa ka. You know? 'Di ba? Yung pakiramdam na mahalaga na mapag-isa ka, 'di ba?
Yes.
It's okay to be alone, pero it's difficult to be lonely. Magkaiba 'yun.
Diba?
You need alone time, pero it's difficult to be feel alone na parang wala kang nakakaintindi sa'yo, wala kang makakapitan, nakikinig ang Diyos sa mga panalangin mo, you feel isolated, you feel like, you know, even if I die today, no one would care. No one would miss me. That's the worst, di ba?
Feeling.
Anyone can feel, di ba? Yung parang, oh my God, di ba? Ba't pa ako umiral? Pwede namang hindi na lang, di ba? Bakit pa ako nandito? I'm sure there are people na baka nakikinig who are in this dark chapter in their life, you know. And if you were to give them three things na pwede nilang panghawakan, meron ka bang may share sa kanila?
Wow. For sure. And tama kayo, talagang maraming ganyan ang nararamdaman, lalo na when the pandemic happened, di ba? It all, that time really brought up a lot of fears, anxiety, stress, depression, pain, suffering, all the negative energies nagsama-sama, nakaka-overwhelm. Ang masasabi ko na three things when it comes to these challenging times in our lives. Number one is to really surrender. People think surrender is a sign of weakness, pero hindi. Kailangan malakas ka para matuto kang mag-let go. Mag-let go ng mga expectations, let go of control. Surrender and relax. Surrender and find inner peace. Kasi ang isa sa mga sinabi ng teachers ko sa Bali, one of my spiritual teachers, one of the greatest causes of human suffering is attachment. Attachment to our desires, to our expectations, to an ideal utopian life that is just physically impossible, you know? Life is so beautiful as it is. You just have to learn how to open your eyes and to see and to be grateful. So that's the number one, surrender. Number two is always be grateful. Always. For me, gratitude is a superpower. When you can learn to be grateful for what you already have, you will not want anything more. Kasi para sa mga alam ko na yan, mga fear of lack, fear of scarcity, we are living in scarcity. Ang tanong ko, how can you be grateful for more if you can't even be grateful for what you already have? What makes you think that having more will make you even more grateful, will make you happier? You have to learn how to be grateful and to be happy unconditionally. You have to learn for yourself to count your blessings and to be grateful and to train yourself to be happy, to choose happiness, even when things are not going your way. Because God blesses those who are grateful, especially the ones who have nothing but can still be grateful. Especially for the ones going through the toughest times in their lives, but they can still say thank you to God. That will get you through those trying times. So surrender, be grateful, and to just pray. That's my number three. Don't stop praying. Don't stop connecting to God. Kasi yan ang napansin ko sa mundo, kulang na tayo ng spiritual health, spiritual wealth. We have forgotten the spiritual side of life. We have become too focused on making money because we are fearful for the future that we will not have financial security. But what I would say is work on having spiritual security, meaning connect to God every day and have a strong relationship with Him. Because ang tinuro sa atin sa eskwela, si God ay isang bearded old man in the heavens na dapat tayong matakot sa kanya. But what I learned in my journey, through, by connecting to myself, naramdaman ko si God sa puso ko. Kasi si God nandito siya palagi. Kasama natin. Because we are created in the image and likeness of God. We come from God. So we are always connected to Him. And He is always here as long as we create a home for Him in our hearts every day. And that is what I do in my daily spiritual practice. So I encourage you to have your own daily spiritual practice that you can stay connected to God so that no matter what happens in the outside world, nothing will be able to shake you because you are rooted in God's love.
Oh my God! Sabi nga, napa-oh my God ako. Nakaka-God niya. Kasi, ang lalim masyado. Nalunod ako dun sa mga sinabi ni Maxine. No? Since we're talking about God, ako na rin, ito yung aking huling mensahe para sa episode na ito sa ating mga takapakinig, mga ilo peeps. No? Sa isa namang pilosopo muli na aking tinuturo sa aking mga estudyante sa Philosophy of the Human Person, ang pangalan niya ay si Emmanuel Levinas. No? Ewan ko kung naituro rin sa iyo si Levinas. Isa na namang French. No? Mahilig ako sa mga French philosopher.
I love it.
Sabi niya, ang mukha ng Diyos ay talagang mababakasan mo sa mukha ng iyong kapwa. The face of God is really revealed in your acknowledgement of the otherness of the other. No. When you begin to accept that you are responsible for the other before you are to yourself, sinasabi mismo ni Levinas, no? Yung kaya mong sabihin na après vous, no? Ikaw muna, no? When you are able to be comfortable in that situation wherein iniisip mo yung kapakanan ng iba bago yung sarili mo, you are in a relationship with God, whether you are aware of it or not. No? You are in a relationship with God. You know? Pag inuna mo, yung sinasabi niya rin sa French, no, na me voici. No? When someone needs you, and you make yourself available for that other, no? Me voici, here I am. That is prayer. That is active worship.
Yes.
Of God, di ba? Kasi, you know, if you imagine God to be the spiritual being, then how do you maintain a relationship with someone or something you cannot see, you cannot touch? No? Sabi ni Levinas, it is through your responsibility for the other that you can maintain a relationship with the divine. You know? Doon lang talaga pwedeng magkaroon ng relasyon sa Diyos. You know? Because at the end of the day, who is God? He is the holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, completely, absolutely other. He is beyond comprehension.
Yes.
Hindi mo naman siya makikilala. May isang German mystic, si Meister Eckhart. I don't know. Maganda, ito practice ko ito. Pag nagdadasal ka raw, ang unang line dapat ng dasal mo, God, rid me of God.
Oh.
God, rid me of God. Ano ibig sabihin? Before I talk to you, please help me get rid of my preconceived notions of who or what you are. Help me accept the fact that when I talk to you, diba, I don't really know you. You know? Because you are God, you are way bigger. You know? So ako yun eh, yung pagkakahon, yung paniniwala na, you know, ito ang Diyos, etc. Minsan, it gets in the way of real religiosity.
Yes.
You know? Ito yung binigay sa atin. Kung naniniwala ka nga sa Diyos, naniniwala ka rin na binigyan ka niya ng isang sitwasyon kung saan ang daming posibleng paraan para ipakita mo yung gratitude mo sa kanya. Kaya kanya binigyan ng kapwa.
Yes! Yes.
Kaya hindi ka mag-isa. Kaya kanya binigyan ng mundo para lagaan mo.
Totoo.
Di ba? Yung environment, di ba? Yung your family,
yes.
your social circles to shepherd, di ba? Para kagaya ng ginawa niya. Di ba? Kung naniniwala kung Kristiyano ka, di ba? Bakit siya pumunta dito tapos nagkatawang tao siya sa ano ni Kristo tapos anong ginawa ni Kristo? Ang ginawa lang naman ni Kristo, sabi niya, di ba, follow me, ganun. Ano ba ginawa ni Kristo buong buhay niya? Inuna niya yung kapwa niya para sa sarili.
Oo nga.
Lang naman ang ginawa niya. So sabi niya, kung gusto mo raw akong maging, kung gusto niyo na sambahin ang Diyos, sundin niyo lang ako.
Tama.
Hindi niyo nga siya kailangan laging, you know, bigyan ng mga alay, etc. You know? Bigay niyan sa kapwa niyong nangailangan. Hindi kailangan ng Diyos yan. Meron na siya.
Oo nga.
Pero yung kapwa mo na, di ba, sabi niya, nung ako ay nagugutom, pinakain mo ba ako? Nung ako ay nakakulong, binisita mo ba ako? Nung ako ay walang damit, dinamitan mo ba ako? Yun ang kondisyon ng posibilidad para ka magkaroon ng relasyon sa Diyos.
Mm-hmm. That's so great.
Ay ko naman, di ba? Yun na mong insight ko sa ating mga fellow peeps. Kahit hindi Lenten season. Bigla tayong napunta sa mga Diyos. Yun ang maganda sa filosofiya, di ba, Maxine?
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
You can really talk about anything.
Exactly. And now God is working through us because He wants us to deliver this message to them. And tama kayo eh, na you don't see God. We don't know who He really is or how He looks or whatever, but you can feel God when you have these interactions with other humans, when you can forgive. Dun mo nakikita at napifeel yung presence ni God in those moments of forgiveness and connection. Pero tama rin na we have to serve our community, pero wag nating kalimutan na first tayo muna. Kasi hindi natin matutulungan ang kapwa natin hanggat hindi natin tinutulungan ang sarili natin.
You cannot give what you do not have, sabi nga nila, di ba? All right. Wow. Parang nasulit yung dalawang buwang kong hiatus na wala akong nakausap. Napuno ang isang oras ng pag-uusap ng napaka mga insightful, no? Na reflections from Maxine, no? And so
And from Sir Ice, thank you so much. I learned so much.
Wow,
I learned
salamat.
So much.
Siguro bago tayo magwakas, gusto ko lamang pasalamatan yung bago nating sponsor. Diba? Meron akong kaibigan na meron siyang maliit na tinayong bakery, no?
Oh.
Patisserie. Natatawa lang ako dun sa pangalan. Kasi yung pangalan ng may-ari, Malu.
Okay.
Ang pangalan ng bakery ay Malufet.
Ah!
Pero parang French, nilagyan niya ng
galing!
Parang ano yung parang fet de la music, 'di ba?
Yes,
yung
yes.
May ganun yung E. Malufet.
Diba? Malufet. Oh, okay.
Sabi nila, kami nang bahala sa token mo kay Maxine.
Oh,
what? Na-try ko na ang kanilang pastries. And
Malufet ba? Malufet?
Precisely. You took the words out of my mouth. Malufet ka talaga. No? So, yun. So, we would like, on behalf of Pipe Network, thank you. Siguro sila
thank
na yung
you.
Bale sa mga guests susunod. Mga fellow peeps, kung gusto nyo ng masarap na mga pastries, cookies, cakes, etc., gumagawa rin sila mga personalized cakes for mga birthday. Malufet Patisserie.
Nice.
Nasa ano lang sila, Project 3, Quezon City. Oh. Pero meron din silang Facebook page.
Nice,
Search nyo na lang. Malu, MALOUFETE, the face.
Wow.
So, on behalf of my production team, Maxine, this has been really enlightening, no? Personally. Mm-hmm. Hindi ako nakakapag on-site class dahil nga hanggang ngayon hindi pa on-site lahat ng classes natin eh. Pero this was really refreshing na parang binalik mo ako dun sa classroom. Bigla akong naalala yung mga tinuturo ko. Desserts, 11. Kasi yung mga sinasabi mo, hindi mo yata namamalayan.
Oh.
You are actually channeling philosophical ideas through the
I'm honored. And I will read about him. What's his name? Sartre.
Sartre. Jean-Paul Sartre. S-A-R-T-E.
Okay.
Diyan sa mga ganyang bagay. So maraming salamat, Maxine. Sana mag-enjoy ka dun sa papadala sa iyo ng Malufet Patisserie. Oh.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Mga Pilopips, huwag kalilimutan na i-like, share, at follow ang Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir I sa Spotify, Facebook. Meron din yata sa Apple, sabi ng aking production team. No? Until next time, I hope you learned a lot from me and Maxine. I'll see you when I see you. Bye-bye!
Ang Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice ay produced ni Johan Arceo, Joanna Esquivias, Ryan Anthony Racela, at Cholo Sietiare. Executive produced ni GP Abrahano, Drian De Ocampo, at YB Wesley. Boses sa intro ni Jonah Pakulan. At special participation ni Rene Liboro. Ang Kwentuhang Pilosopo with Sir Ice ay isang original mula sa Pipe Network.
Pipe Network presents.